Hi, girls. We are back. We are back and we are better than now. I'm 27 now. I am 27. So it's Monday the 26th and Saturn has made its return. And if you don't know what that means that it takes Saturn 27 years to do what it needs to do. I don't know what kind of, you know, if it's a circle around the moon, the earth, me, whatever it is. It takes 27 years to do the whole thing. And so those 27 years, they symbolize maturity. And so 27 years after this, I don't know, like 54 or whatever that is. I think so, yeah. 54. That one is wise advice and just kind of like knowledge, wealth of knowledge type thing. This 27, just plain old 27, this is just a change in maturity. And I really like relate to this. Like, even leading up to my birthday, I've been having really intense conversations with somebody, and it's been about boundaries and expectations. And I used to, like, I've kind of told you guys, I used to, like, I got the lump in my throat and I start crying, and then I kind of go 0 to 100. I'm like, no, this is over, I'm done, I can't do this. And I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, that like subsides, and then I get my thoughts in order, and then we talk about it a little bit more, and then things are never back to normal, because what's normal? But it's definitely not over, which is like what I left saying. And lately, I'm like, I just left one time and I was saying like, what's the difference? You not meeting my expectation is bringing you down the priority list, because I came here because you needed me, and I'm here to help you always. This specific person needed me, and I went, and I had plans, dinner plans with my friend, and I didn't want to leave him because he was really sick. But I had plans with my friend. And my friend would be okay with, yes, of course, like, stay with your other sick friend. If somebody asks you for help, like, first off, that's really, like, vulnerable of them and really special that you're the chosen one. And so that happened, and then something bad happened where he didn't meet my expectations, and like we kind of had like a little talk about it, and I didn't want to leave him with this whole like, I quit, this is it, we're done, we're through, don't ever call me, don't ever text me, like that type of thing. But I was like, straight up, I was like, if we're talking priorities, you were number one and now you're not. I'm gonna go with my friend. And he was like, and I'm going to work up to it. He's like, I'm going to work on whatever, A, B, and C. And I'm like, okay, because that's the truth right now. Like, if it were, like, go to my nephew's soccer game, or go to, this is one day and I have three options. So go to my friend's kickball game, go to my nephew's game. So either me play sports or go watch sports, little 7-year-olds play, or have dinner with him, or have dinner with my other friends. Like, my priority, that's number one right now, and it would be my nephew, because I think that he benefits most from me being there, and I benefit most from me being there as well. Because, you know, family time is like that rejuvenating, like, you know, it powers your little, your bank, your socializing bank, and gives you a little more clarity, and obviously your family knows you the best, the most, like, you know, family over everything. It helps me, but then it also helps him, because growing up, my parents never came to any of my sporting events, and I really think that it has transpired in a lot of my real life things. I think that's why I have this anxious attachment. I like really cherish when people give me the time of day, and I'm just like, I want more and more of it. And slash when other people ask me to do something, I like need to follow through because, and like actually show up for people, you know, because I didn't get that growing up. So whatever, I think that it means a lot for me to do that for my nephew. Like, I think that I would heal a lot of like generational trauma that he doesn't even know about. Like, he doesn't even need to know this whole problem of like people showing up or not showing up for him. He just expects it, you know? He expects it, and he's gonna get it every, like, forever, for life, because I'm committed to it. My family, I think our whole family has changed, and we're always showing up for each other. But anyways, so yes, I would choose my nephew in that moment. This person, I would also choose him, like, when he really needed me, because, well, he teaches me a lot, and I really enjoy myself with him, and I teach him a lot, and he really, you know, it's like, with him and I, it's the same type of, like, he gives me as much as I give him. But this time, when he was sick, and then he let me down, I was like, this is you letting me down. This is me showing up for you, and then you letting me down. This is not right, and, well, you're getting knocked down a peg, and that's just how it's going to be, and I do not like this feeling, but I cannot let you go, and, I mean, he's, like, been trying to make it up for me. That was like maybe like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Now that I'm turning 27 and I'm hearing about this, I'm like, wait, this is making sense. Because I used to, yes, set boundaries and expectations and things, but it was really hard for me to like stick to my word. And now, and it was also hard for me to like say what I needed and like say it without crying, because for some reason it got me really emotional. Like, maybe I was like bracing myself for like a negative reaction, or I don't know, I got really emotional and I couldn't get the words out. And lately I've been better about that, and I've been like really saying like what I need and waiting for like the right words to come out. Like, I remember we were like kind of talking about just the issues and things, and he was like, well, if it's that bad, I don't know if you'd feel better like leaving or something like that. And I was like, well, no, because I think that we need some sort of conclusion, and I don't want to be constantly running out knowing that I do not want to leave you. Like, you bring me this and that and this, you know, like all the good things. You give me all those things, but then you also make me feel insecure, and you didn't used to, and I am not an insecure person. Usually. You know, I don't spend my time, like, comparing myself to anybody, really. Not really. But lately, yes, lately I keep thinking about this one person that I shouldn't be worried about, but I am. And he swears, and I'm like, I don't know why I don't believe you. Because it's kind of like my brain believes you, but my heart doesn't. I don't know. I believe certain things, but I, about this girl, I don't believe. No, I do. I believe all the things. I believe that he's lying to himself about certain things. I don't know how to really explain it. Other than that, you know, I don't want to give more details. But, so I talked to him about that, and I wasn't leaving. I was like, what, I'm going to leave and feel sad, even more sad, and text you about it. He's like, no, I don't want that either. It's way better to talk about it. And I'm like, well, exactly. And you bring me so much that I don't want to let it go. Bring so much goodness, like so much comfort and like strength to pursue my dreams, my goals. I would say I believe it myself just as much, but I'm just kind of pushing myself way more, knowing that there is somebody that thinks I can accomplish everything, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm gonna prove him right, or, you know, kind of like that. So I was telling him all that. I'm like, you give me all that, but you also give me this insecure feeling that sucks. Like, it really sucks. And I try my best to make you super happy. And that's what makes me happy, is making other people happy. Like, I am, I guess, more of a selfless person than you. And he, you know, big conversation, whatever. End of the day, though, I was standing up for myself, and I was putting up boundaries, and I wasn't, like, feeling something and, like, hiding it. It is tough to have all these tough conversations all the time, but I think that we always, like, open up to each other, like, a little bit more, and I understand him a lot more when he explains his thought process that at first scared me. And then I, like, understood. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, for instance. So, I don't know if you guys are dating anybody. And do you guys have, like, mutual friends with them? And do you like going out with this person that you're dating? Or, like, whatever. Or, like, say you're just seeing somebody and, like, are you, like, kind of dreaming about going out with them, like, in a public setting and, like, you know? So, for me, I really wanted that. And I, like, kind of had that. Like, we went to weddings together and, like, vacation together and, like, you know, we're meeting people. When we're doing that, I feel so good about us because we're creating a life bigger than us, you know, like, people, there's just more to talk about, and you can, like, show each other off, and I don't know, there's a lot more happy to it, obviously, having a partner. And then when we're not doing that, I was like, okay, so when are we gonna get back to that? And he's like, I don't know, I just want to keep my friends separate. And I was like, wait, what? Like, in my head, I'm like, oh, you're, like, embarrassed of me. But then I find out that actually he's insecure with his friends because things happened in his past where he couldn't trust his friends and he couldn't trust the girls he was with. And that makes sense to me because I, too, have had situations where the person that you least expected really was like a predator. Like, this guy really just came out of nowhere and, well, tried something, you know, with somebody that he shouldn't have, or got and did something with somebody that he shouldn't have. And it's hard to speak up, and it's like hard to make your friends accountable for it, knowing that they're your best friends, or knowing that they're the group's best friend. Like, how can you say something And then, like, maybe you can. Maybe you can. You can drop them and you can, like, make a quote unquote big deal out of it. But I've been in a situation where I couldn't. I couldn't speak up for myself. Because I was the least close friend in the group, and I don't know if people would believe me, and, well, I wanted friends, and I didn't want enemies, so I didn't speak up, and now it's, like, too late, slash, it doesn't affect my life at all. You know, what I did was remove myself. So, end of the day, I did not make any more friends. So, yeah. But, I mean, you live and you learn. Live and you learn. And things were different. Obviously, I was much younger, like, years and years ago. You know, who knows how I would react today. But I do understand where he's coming from with keeping things separate. A couple days after we had that, because he didn't tell me, like, straight off the bat, like, the reason why he did not want me to hang out with his friends. He was just like, no, no, giggling, no, no, it's fine. And I'm like, well, okay, rolling my eyes, all right, bye. I just don't get it. You and I are so different. And I, like, walked away, like, mad. And those thoughts kept coming to my head, this whole, like, oh, it's over forever. Like, I didn't want to say it out loud because I don't want to keep being the boy that cried wolf. But in my head, I'm just like, he is just not it, and it should be so much easier, blah, blah, blah. Maybe, you know, maybe that's correct and right, and I'm on to something, but at the same time, I think that what makes a relationship is both of you working towards something, and he could easily not open up to me about the real reason why he doesn't want me and his friends to be co-mingling. You know, he so could have kept it to himself much, much longer, but he opened up about it. And then I opened up about my situation, like the experience that I had that, you know, pulls at me all the time, like not all the time, but sometimes, you know, sometimes I think about that and I'm like, ugh, God, that's so, like, you know, I really don't like that that happened. It's like gross and triggering and like, like, people don't really know this guy. You know. So, I guess, honestly, I've been in a situation, like, I've done something when I was so young. It was, like, one of my first boyfriends. I mean, it was basically me, like, liking the friend more than the boyfriend, and that would hurt so much more. It of course it hurts. And like, I don't know if that exact thing happened to him, but that would so hurt for like ever. You would always, I don't know, I think that even though I'm a year into talking to this person and getting to know him, you still don't always know, and like, it's okay to like be worried about something and not know for a fact, like right now. Like, I think that's okay. Like, you can't just trust somebody like I kind of did. I trusted him, like, everything, that take every one of his words like for like truth, and kind of made up my own, like, this is who he is because of all the words and all the things I've had, like, I've experienced with him, like, this is who he is. And no, that's not true. People change all the time, like every day. You can, like, either trust somebody more or trust them less. Like, I'm not perfect. So, I'm not perfect either. So, you can't really do all that judging, you know? But, Yeah, so he teaches me all these things. I was talking to my friend about this. My friend, both my girls, and they were like, what? But I totally want that. I want me and my man to be, like, the party. And I get that, and I probably do too, but with, like, acquaintances? Like, I think it would hurt me too if my man was closer to my friends. Like, I don't want them getting his side either. It's like when me and this, my guy, when we were fighting about it, it was coming off as I was so gung-ho about, like, I need this. I need us to be bigger than just you and me. I need there to be something outside of us. Like, I absolutely need this. But it could look so different for us. Like, we could have, like, I don't know, maybe, like, whatever, like, our common interest is. Like, maybe those are our common friends. And they're not our besties. They're not. They're, like, acquaintances. You know? And we can keep some sort of distance that, honestly, we both want. But at the time that I was, like, fighting about it, I didn't really... It didn't come to me like that. So, that, you know, after, like, you know, you take some time, you think about it, you reflect, you're like, actually, I get where you're coming from, and I actually have experienced some of those things, and I agree the compromise would be some sort of acquaintance, like, or, no, yeah. Some sort of acquaintance, like, and we like networking, like, both of us, we do like being the center of the network. Like, I think it was like our fourth date, we went to Syracuse, you know, the fairgrounds, and we really made that fair, like, our besties. You're getting free drinks and, like, little vouchers, and, like, we were putting our name in things, and we were talking to all these different people, but it just wasn't, like, too permanent, you know. And maybe that is where we thrived. So I don't know. Lately, I've been having these, like, I don't know, change of maturity. Like, it's a different page. It's a different page. And I was telling my friend about this too, because I noticed that she also changed in her 27th year. She, I don't know, dating wasn't, like, a priority. And not that it, like, totally is right now, like, you know, like, she wakes up thinking about dating, but she definitely prioritizes it more. Like, I don't know, it's part of her life while it wasn't before. And for me, I think I was really naive and really childish about dating. Like, everything for the drama. And it's only been a couple weeks. It's only been 3 days since my birthday, but I don't know. I can understand that before I would kind of, like, react so quickly. And that obviously affects, like, the outcome. And, well, recently, just, like, yesterday or something, I was talking to my friend, and I'm also trying to control. I'm trying not to anymore, but I was trying to control the outcome. Like, I would say sometimes I'm, like, bracing for, like, a breakup. Say I'm bracing for a breakup, so I want to be the one that breaks up first, or bracing for it to end, so I want to inform all my friends about all the bad things because it's going to end, and I need them on my side, and I need their, like, support. You know, for some reason, I'm, like, planning ahead, but I'm not, like, reacting to the things. Because me planning ahead is probably messing up with the current situation way more than, like, just reacting, you know? There's a lot of, like, magic to just reacting. Because usually when I'm with him, like, actually with him, I'm just reacting. Like, again, at the fairgrounds, I was just reacting to the situation that was in front of me. So it was a bartender. I'm just reacting to his smile. So I'm going to smile back. And then, you know, he's saying, where are you guys from? And then, like, with this really cheery attitude, I'm like, oh, Buffalo, you know. And now we're both in, like, the best mood because I'm just reacting. Where sometimes, like, when I'm just by myself or, like, I don't know, I'm overthinking too much, I'm planning or, like, really concerned with the outcome. So say I was alone, I'd be really concerned with this bartender that's smiling at me and I'm alone. And, like, I don't know who he is. I gotta brace myself for him coming onto me and me not wanting it. And so I'm gonna be standoffish. Like, how crazy is that? That's how I think sometimes. But, you know, some people would be like, no, that's smart. That's smart because you can't be trusting of everybody. And then some people would be like, no, you can't be closed off. And you should be open. I would say even my mom, she tells me all the time. Like, all the time, in her own words, she's saying, be open to people and take every opportunity. But at the same time, she is definitely like, do not talk to that person. Do not. Do not go to the gas station and be mingling. But, like, why not? You know, why can't I just react? Why am I bracing myself for bad people at a gas station? You know? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So my friend was saying, like, stop it. Like, just take it day by day. And I'm trying. And she's also been, like, helping me remind myself, like, remember that, well, I have boundaries, and whoever abides by them and whoever, like, meets my expectations gets my time. And that makes sense. It does. I also think, like, this person that I keep thinking about all the time because I love him. I think that he would appreciate me putting myself first. And, like, he said it before. He's like, I don't deserve you anymore. Because, like, I let him know that he's let me down. And he's like, you're right. I don't deserve you. But other times, you know, he's like, and I'm trying really hard too. I'm, like, gonna make it up. His trying hard isn't quite meeting my expectations, but, well, if you think back to the first couple episodes, I keep saying, like, that my mom keeps saying, I have to let people just be. Okay, all right, so, okay. I am learning, like, a new side of this. Of this, I have to let people be. Okay. Interesting. Or maybe my new age is helping me understand it more. I don't know. I don't know. But things are clicking. This is the age of realizing things. I don't know. But my birthday weekend was fun. Saturday was, like, super busy. I was Okay, so the reason why I've been like late with this podcast and busy and things, I'm trying to make a really cool podcast room in my house, and it is doing what it needs to be doing. It's not making all the changes and like leaps and bounds that I wanted to be done by now, but it's doing what it needs to be doing. So that was Thursday. Then Friday, I was just working from home. Lonely. Alone. At home. I did have dinner plans with my family. But, like, waiting till, like, 7:30 and, like, people weren't texting back. I don't know. It really made me, like, think about, like, wow, I'm, like, living alone. For real. It hit me in a weird way. In a way of, like, aww, I don't want to be doing this. I want more. I really want more. I and not for, I want it more for, I think that's, I used to. I feel like a lot of the time I do things for, like, the title, the status. I would say not every one of us, like, admits to it. But almost like a job, right? So you don't love a job. You don't love working, going to work. You know, everybody likes their after five life. But every time you get a promotion, you know, everything is like good for that promotion. Like you try your hardest for that promotion. And for me, I think that a lot of the time I was doing that with like relationships. I was like, I'm gonna put in my work to get that promotion of, like, I would say status, you know? And I think moving in with somebody is also, like, a big deal. And I want that. I won't want that for me. And I think that I used to want it because of, I wanted to say I live with my boyfriend. But now I want it because I want a bigger life. I want just not loneliness. I want all happy. And not saying that I'm not happy alone. But you ever like travel alone and like you think I'm taking pictures and all and I'm sending them to my family, but I wish they were here. So that's kind of like what I was feeling. I was like, you know, I'm doing my life, but I wish I was sharing it with somebody. And I probably heard it, read it, said it before, but now it's a different, like, I believe it. Like, that is actual truth now. Like, I just want to share my life with somebody. Actually. And to take it a step further, I want it so bad that I will do what needs to be done, which is giving somebody that isn't giving me what I need less time, you know, less priority. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to be the type of person to like cut somebody off. Like, ooh, girl. I think it was like, I don't know, like 4 months into this person, I was like, oh, if it's not going to be how I want it, I'm blocking you. And yeah, that was traumatic for everybody involved because it was like stopping, you know, serotonin and dopamine and all that cold turkey, which hurt. So no, I don't think I'm going to ever be a block type of person, but I'm definitely going to prioritize what's gonna take me towards my goal quicker and, like, you know, what's actually helping me towards my goals. And it's gonna be investing in myself and my family and all that. And, you know, like, for instance, me prioritizing my family. I think it's really important for me to make my family, like, I guess right now it's my immediate family, so good and happy and, like, great that anybody would love to join it. And that makes me, you know, ready, more ready for a relationship, because anybody would love to join that. And my career and things, you know, focusing on that for real, because I think I wanted to, like, sell for a while, you know. Obviously, I was looking at into real estate, like, when I got this job, but I didn't actually put, like, my heart into it till I, like, kind of broke up with this guy, and, like, I had a lot of time, and I wanted to, like, follow through with everything. I wanted to, like, say, kind of like, everything I want you to be, follow through on your actions, like, rise above, just be a better person, like, continuously improve, not a kaizen. I'm gonna do, you know, I don't want to be a hypocrite, so I'm gonna do this, and I did, and I'm here, and I took my test, you know. It's just, yeah, things like that. So I used to date a lot of people all the time prior to meeting this guy, all the time. And I was, like, trying to get back into it, but out of spite, out of, like, I'm trying to brace myself for if he ever, like, out of the blue starts dating somebody, or I don't know. I was trying to, I guess, control the outcome. And so I wasn't really on the apps. I wasn't. But I would, like, entertain a text or two from people. Or, like, somebody at the bar, I'd be like, yes, we'll chat, but I'm not gonna take you seriously. And I'm not gonna put this, like, charm on that, I don't know, that you girlies know that I have. And that type of charm is, like, well, sometimes I think of my life as magic and butterflies. Like, you know, I want a big family, and I want, I don't know, the people that I would meet at the bars, you know, prior to, like, this weekend, I would just be like, yeah, so what are you doing? What do you do for work? Like, very, like, basic things. But, like, when I met
somebody I should not name, because it is not his podcast, it's my.
When I met this man, I was really, like, magical and, like, yeah, so what do you see for your life? Like, what are your values? Like, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Like, oh, and then we just had all these things in common, and we just kicked it off, and, like, I think, like, the second day, and we, like, really opened up to each other about, like, other things. And so the second day, we were like, no, I'm not gonna hurt you. And he's, you know, like, we just kind of said that stuff, like, already made those promises, like, and that I do not do at the bar, but I did with him when I met him, and, like, look at the connection we made. But, like, since him, I haven't made any type of that connection. But now I'm like, listen, if my goal is to have, like, the right person, the right relationship, the right, like, love, I gotta put myself out there again and, like, fully commit to the dream, the little fantasy. Like, I don't know, I gotta, like, actually work for my future in that regard too. So yeah, I'm gonna take it seriously, the dating scene, and I'm gonna try my hardest to, like, I'm just gonna try hard to be open to new things and to keep my expectations high and to respect my own boundaries so other people can respect them too, you know? Like, I'm gonna try. And again, it's like a little different this time. I feel like I've said this before, but I mean it. I don't know. It's also like, I don't know. I wonder if I'm the only person that thinks this way. You know, like, that's grown so much, or like has these like self-awareness, and where you just want to be and you want to change and you want to be just better and better and better. I just wonder, because most of the podcasts I listen to, really it's just a few, and it's about murder. It's about murder, and it's about like gossip. And my friends, I'm always way more self-aware than my friends, or like way more open. One of the two. Okay. That's it for today. I will talk to everybody later. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. And my new podcast room is coming so soon. Wish me luck. And wish me luck on these grades. Because for the real estate exam, I need that pass. I need a pass. I need to realize my goals, you know, for my own self. Okay, bye guys.